All right, how we doing on this Tuesday night? I am your beautiful host. This is another beautiful edition of Special Needs with Special Circumstances. My name is Benjamin. I'm so glad to be with you guys tonight. How is my special needs friends out there doing tonight? I hope you guys are all safe at home. Hope you guys have had a great evening, a great Tuesday. Start off the week. So, of course, I'm getting in the spirit of Halloween. So, trying to decorate and, you know, stuff like that. And the hardest thing is always, you know, hanging lights. Because having, you know, cerebral palsy, your balance and equilibrium is off. And obviously trying to stand on a stepladder, it's probably not the safest thing to do. So, I didn't end up hanging them. I'm actually going to get another pair of the ones that I got because they were only 6 feet. That explains why they were only like $10 and some change. But anyways, I'm going to get another pair of them and I'm going to hang them, have somebody help me hang them. But, you know, that's just some of the little things that I get excited about, you know, decorating for holidays. And sometimes it also, you know, gets emotional too because I don't really have anyone around. So it's hard to, you know, celebrate holidays and stuff like that. But decorating always makes me feel a little better about what's going on. Sorry, my throat is dry, guys. I hadn't got on here for a little bit. Last week, we talked about you know, a podcast that we heard by Joyce Bender, and it was an excellent podcast. I have to listen to her new one today. It's Tuesday. She always has a new episode. It's always inspiring. It's always moving. She is a person who suffers from epilepsy. And the director of Pennsylvania. So she is over a job program that helps people with disabilities. Bender Consultant. She helps people with disabilities get jobs and all those beautiful things that they do for their organization, and how she helps people and just advocates on people's behalf with disabilities. I mean, it's absolutely incredible. If you guys have never got a chance to hear her podcast, look it up. You'll be able to find her if you type in Joyce Bender. She's the real deal. I mean, it's about an hour and a half long, but it's totally worth it. And, you know, this is why we do this type of podcast, so that we can, you know, help the disability community shine even more. We are a rare breed. You don't get to see this special group every single day. So, I mean, it's kind of just like when we do shine and we are in the community, you know, of course we don't get a lot of recognition. We don't get a lot of light shined on us. So it's hard. And with me working, you know, 6 days a week, obviously, you know, I come home tired, exhausted, and, you know, trying to work two jobs and maintain a podcast. And a lot of times I don't go on because I still I don't go on a lot of times because a lot of times, you know, I'm tired or a long bus ride, because those bus rides sometimes are 30 minutes to an hour to 2 hours with paratransit. So it gets pretty lengthy. Like this week, I worked straight through, like 14 days straight. because I'm covering for somebody at Nellis. They're going on vacation from the 2nd to the 8th. And then I think I have Columbus Day off, which would be good. It'll give me a rest, which would be nice. Anybody who knows me, I work about 60 hours a week between the two, and there's a lot of traveling involved, mentally, physically, and emotionally. And you know, it's hard, because normally the only day I'm at home to really rest is on Sunday, which getting one day off, it doesn't give you a lot of time to rest. It's almost like you need 2 consecutive days off. But I hang in there and I do it because I feel like you know, I inspire a lot of people with what I do every day, and you know, move a lot of people and move a lot of hearts. And you know, I'm very resilient and very determined, and I know what I want out of life. And you know, just to keep in mind, guys, you know, this whole pandemic, special needs have been alone by themselves. No one really checks in with them. No one really sees how they're doing. So it's very important for people to check on us, to see how we're doing, see, you know, how things are going, if we need anything. Because, you know, I can't tell you how lonely it actually feels when you don't have someone checking on you, or when you're just going through everyday life by yourself, and it's like, man, you know, I wish somebody was checking on me. I wish somebody was saying hello. Hello and hi go a long way. You guys may not realize that, but it does. And I, you know, it's just, it's one of those things where we have so many in the disabled community that doesn't get recognition, that doesn't get the respect, the nurturing, the love that they desire. And that's why, you know, we demand respect. We will continue to have our voices heard about the services we need and want, and the things we want and need and desire in life. People who don't have disabilities, they don't understand what it's like for us to live what we live with every day. For some people, it's just like, they just get up, wake up, get in their car, and that's pretty much what they do. But from a disability side, and seeing it from our eyes, it's a totally different spectrum. You know, we wake up and there's a different challenge every day. There's a different obstacle every day. And we don't know, you know, when that challenge is going to come, when that obstacle is going to come. It's just nonstop, 24/7, 365 days a year. And think about, you know, when you're talking to us, be sure that you squat down, you sit on a chair, you're eye level with us. It's nothing like standing over us. You know, that's rude for one, because we got to make sure that you're paying attention to what we're saying and that you hear what we're saying, because, you know, the things that we say are always important, and we want to make sure you're 100% tuned in. Another thing is, do not bully, make fun of a person with a disability. I don't care what kind of disability they have, what kind of type of disability they have. If I find out that anyone's doing that, I'm going to address them on the spot. I don't care who you are. You know me. The people that know me, I don't mess around with that. I demand respect when it comes to this beautiful community, and we will continue to do that. If you are a person with a disability and you feel like you're not getting your services met, and you feel like you got a staff or a caregiver that's not going above and beyond, contact me. Let me know. I know all about that stuff. I was in 3 different group homes from 21 to 26. I know all about DRC caseworkers and stuff like that. So if you guys are having trouble with that, please, please, please reach out. Don't hesitate. I will help you with that. I will advocate for you, speak for you. That's what I'm here to do. As well as, you know, there will be push for inclusion. And when I say inclusion, that means activities, that means different events. Like we started, when I first started this whole project, there'll be, you know, people getting interviewed, which I'm trying to set up right now. It's really, really hard with everything with COVID going on, you know, but I strive for that every day because I want to get different people on that have disabilities and different things. Even parents of children and adults with disabilities, please don't hesitate to reach out. We want to hear your story. We want to put it on the podcast. This is why this podcast is called Special Needs with Special Circumstances. It's that I named that for a reason, because I feel like everyone has a story and it's meant to be heard, and this is a safe space here. Don't ever feel like this podcast is not a safe space, because it is. Whatever I say it like it is. There's no sugarcoating. It's black and white, crystal clear, point blank, because we, as individuals with disabilities, we've been forgotten, overlooked, passed by for two decades. So, you know, we will continue to be loved and to be cherished, and we bring color to the world and bring light to the world, you know, because that's what we're here to do. Employment is going to be a big one. Going to definitely be pushing for that. More companies need to hire special needs with disabilities. They need to stop being afraid. They need to stop acting like, oh, you know, we don't want to hire this person because we feel like him or her is going to be a liability. Well, get that out of your head. First of all, stop looking at the disability and look at what they're capable of doing. You know, and I feel like it's just, you know, it's just one of those things. I think, you know, we're special in our own way. And what you guys need to start realizing is that, do not be afraid. We don't bite. Come up and say hi. Be a friend. We will share our cookie with you. We'll share our PB&J with you. We want to be included, you know. And I'm going to press for that. And anybody who knows me, I press for those things. You know, it's real easy to pick up the phone, send a simple text, FaceTime, whatever. Take 5 minutes out of your day, what have you. You know, you guys don't fail to realize that 5 minutes out of your day is very powerful. And you don't know what one of us could be going through. And you could be in the right place at the right time. And we may need you, and you would never even know. You know. So, my thing is, it's like, always remember that our emotions are on high 24/7. It never changes. We are nurturing, loving, compassionate people. We wear our hearts on our sleeves. So definitely, that's one of the things that are unique about us. So, hopefully next week I'm going to have a guest on the show. I have to confirm with them, but I think it's a go, a guarantee. A mother is going to be here of a son who has autism, and she will be sharing her story and talking about her story and the challenges and the obstacles that it, what it's like to go through and have a son who has autism and nonverbal. So you're not going to want to miss that. I'm definitely going to be back on tomorrow and the rest of the week. If I'm not on, it just means that my schedule is busy, but I'll try to be on twice a week, three times a week. You know, so don't get alarmed if you don't hear a new podcast. I'm working on it. I'm working on a lot of different projects. So stay tuned for that. And again, thanks for all the subscribers, the love, the support that you guys have shown why I've been doing this beautiful project. And, you know, this podcast, like I've always said, is only going to get bigger and bigger and bigger. And continue to share it with everyone you know. Apple, Spotify, Pocket Cast, Public Radio, TuneIt, Pandora. It's on 7 or 8 other platforms besides the two I just named at the top. Also, Finding Cooper's Voice, Kate, she's another resource. If you've never heard any of her stories, she is the real deal. Look her up, as well as Joyce Bender. I'm going to listen to Joyce Bender later on tonight, and I will have some feedback for you in tomorrow's episode of the of tomorrow's episode. So it's going to be exciting, and you know, it's always good to, you know, hear other people's perspective on the disabled community. And I support both of these women 110% and love what they have to say. So definitely we'll have an exciting episode for you tomorrow. And other than that, remember, you know, you don't have to take my word for it. And the famous LeVar Burton that on Read Your Rainbow. But as far as that goes, we will see you beautiful people tomorrow. This has been another nightly beautiful edition of Special Needs with Special Circumstances. I am your beautiful host, as always, compassion, loving, and always ready to advocate. So we'll see you tomorrow.